love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Boy.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I've got a rug till I'm stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Good morning, everybody. Did you know if you replace your morning cup of coffee with a nice hot cup of green tea, that you can lose up to 87% of the little joy you have left in this life?
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of cuts. Anybody want coffee? Who wants cuts? Anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Yes, everybody, thank you. You know, I like to say that today is going to be, I guess, somewhat serious, but today is usually always serious, right? That's just how, that's what I'm trying to do nowadays. But that doesn't mean that your serious day garbage. So enjoy yourself a good cup of coffee in the morning. A good cup of coffee like I am, and I'm drinking my Folgers Colombian with some silk almond milk and a little bit of turmeric. A little bit of turmeric powder in my coffee with coffee creamer. And thank you for joining the John DeVito from the John DeVito Show, which you can hear on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 4 p.m. So be on the lookout. And you can listen to me live right now on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network. I hope if the technical part is okay. And you can also listen to me live on Podbean, Podbean. You can download that app too if you want, but download my app first and then the other one. But anyway, as I like to do in a tradition, is to have you guys join me in a, well, where's my manners? Here's a cup of coffee. Here you go. One for you. One for me. There you go. All right. So now join me in a nice sip of coffee in the morning with yours truly, RW. Salud. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I greatly appreciate it. Today is going to be somewhat serious. Well, as usually, I usually try to make it serious, right? I just had my Let Loose pre-show earlier on Podbean. So if you haven't followed me on Podbean, please do so, because I might do pop-up shows before this actual show, and sometimes maybe after one. So I'm working a double today. And it's a little more relaxed. But today, like I said, serious, somewhat, depending on how far I go. But before we get to that, thank you for joining Coffee with RW with yours truly, Ralph William, your host. I try to do a show every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. To 9, live on Podbeam and WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, which is my internet radio station, which I you can find on the App Store, or you can ask your Alexa devices to start playing WESN. You can listen to a lot of great shows and music on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network. So if you haven't downloaded that today, please do so. All right. Now I got that out the way. Let's get started. So the one thing that I wanted to discuss right off the bat is all right. So since people were calling people like me conspiracy theorists and things like that, and putting out information that they deemed misinformation about COVID. And we like to say they had this planned. Now, I have this clip here from, if you guys haven't found this documentary, I think it's called Plandemic, right? And in the beginning, right in the beginning of this documentary, they show you a clip that they did a simulation of this pandemic a few months before we got hit with the COVID pandemic, right? In New York. And as I'm going to play really quick, they played, I don't know if these are fake news feeds that they were doing in the simulation or if these are actual news feeds, but hey, they're interchangeable, right? Because the same thing that they were saying in the simulation is the same thing that they've been saying in the news feed, your everyday news feed anyway.
On behalf of our center and our partners, the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to our audience here in New York, as well as our larger virtual audience participating online today. The Event 201 scenario is fictional. Today's scenario is going to simulate meetings of a multi-stakeholder group called the Pandemic Emergency Board.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
There's been some conspiracy theories that are around about the potential that pharmaceutical companies or the UN have released this for their own benefit.
And maybe this is a time for us to showcase some cases where we are able to bring forward some bad actors and leave it before the courts to decide whether they have actually spread some fake news.
A new coronavirus. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia.
In related news, a significant demand for personal protective equipment like N95 masks and gloves are on the rise. Patients are overwhelming healthcare facilities. People are avoiding public spaces out of fear of infection and in compliance with public health recommendations. Our U.S. affiliate has just released polling results on public expectations for a vaccine, and 65% of those polled are eager to take the vaccine, even if it's experimental.
I'm not optimistic about having a vaccine in time to be relevant during this pandemic.
With enough money and political will, anything is possible.
Penalties have been put in place for spreading harmful falsehoods, including arrests.
If the solution means controlling and reducing access to information, I think it's the right choice.
What exactly are the risks and benefits of staying home from work? Absolutely, we need to save lives, but we literally cannot afford a heavy-handed response that suffocates our economy.
The world saw large-scale protests and in some places riots. This led to violent crackdowns in some countries and even martial law. The public lost trust in their respective administration. Economists say the economic turmoil caused by such a pandemic will last for years. The societal impacts, the loss of faith in government, the distrust of news, and the breakdown of social cohesion could last even longer. We have to ask, Did this need to be so bad?
And that was the opening of Plandemic. So if you guys haven't watched it, I recommend you guys watched it. I've used many of clips from that documentary during the show. Of course, a great clip with Dr. Zelenko, who was proven to help treat over 7,000 patients who've had COVID. I'm pretty sure that number has gone up since then. But the one question that came to my mind, and I haven't, to be honest, I haven't gone to look for if they have a video of this simulation that they did. How, if this is exactly what is supposed to happen, so what we're experiencing now is what they simulated, right? So this, whether this is, whether this whole thing is a hoax or however you want to say it, then how did that simulation end? How did they finish that simulation? Did it just end? Did they just finish it? Was there an end goal? Now, a lot of people like to connect that with what is it? The Rothschild papers, which is lockstep. I don't know, whatever the hell you, if you want to get that technical and conspiracy, but that they wanted to use these pandemics as an excuse to roll out pretty much top-down control globally, right? Without triggering people and using globalist and shadow governments and all that, pretty much what it boils down to is top-down control from a small group of people or organizations around the world and eliminating the rules and regulations of each country's own, like, origin. Like doing away with the Constitution or doing away with whatever the UK, you know, their constitution is. So that is my one question that I would like to get answers. Like, I don't know how that simulation end. And if that happened a few months beforehand, so then everything that's happening now, they already thought of, right? And because even in the clip, they said that there's going to be some bad actors putting out misinformation. Now, is that something that they are assuming? Is that something that they're putting in place now? This is something that I don't know, and this is why I'm asking questions. So, and they even said it themselves that people are suspect of these vaccines. But there is a big chunk of people that would gladly take it, even though it's experimental. So, well, my main point is this whole thing planned, staged? Like, they know that the Supreme Court is going to be going into these cases with OSHA, et cetera, et cetera. So do they have these things already planned out? Do they know what the outcome is going to be? This is what's racking my brain, right? Not to mention that you guys already heard that the World Economic Forum is in cahoots with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, amongst others, right? You can listen to my previous episodes on my published podcast about, you know, that. So that is the main question that I want to release now. Does this have an outcome that has already been pre-planned? So think about that. What's up, Mr. A? Hey, Lou Rock. Let me say hello to people in the chat. What's up, Caps? Caps says, weird how weird how there was four spaces on the VAC passport. Right. And they even said it themselves. So this is another thing. In the beginning of that, of the pandemic, they mentioned global disrest, right? And citizens going against their government. Like they already knew that was going to happen. So is what's happening in Kazakhstan real? Like I'm not like jumping down rabbit holes here, but are these like is there actual footage of what's happening in Kazakhstan? Because we're all going by what is quote unquote leaked on the internet, right? Now it might be real or it might not, but we're not there to know, right? So is this play on the internet just a way to get everybody riled up? Like I've seen videos of protests in France with the vaccine passports. I've seen videos on Kazakhstan. I've seen people, you know, and these could be staged. Just like some say that the events of January 6th last year was staged, some of it, right? Of course, you've had some people that wanted to take it amongst themselves to go in and cause a little more damage. But anyway, I digress. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Coffee with RW. I hope you guys are doing well. So now that I got that going, I do feel like I need to at least air out people that are talking against these vaccine mandates and mandating to children. And I don't think that there's a lot of people shining a light on people with the cojones to speak out in school board meetings or meetings in general. So I took it upon myself to go look for some. Now, here's one from a registered nurse, someone that's probably been in the thick of it from the beginning. And she's going to tell you her name and all that stuff. So we need to, if we find it, share it, let people know that the people that are actually in it, they know what's really happening.
My name is Colette Martin. I'm an RN of 17 years, 12 years oncology. In the past 5 years, I've been a float resource nurse to all the different floors in the hospital. I'm extremely concerned with the idea of mandating this vaccine for our children. The reactions we're seeing in the hospital with adults are terrifying and they're being ignored. Just some examples of post-vaccine reactions are blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, encephalopathy, heart arrhythmias such as atrial fibrillation. Also in the elderly, we're seeing an increase in falls, syncope, acute onset of confusion with unknown etiology. Also, two young and healthy coworkers I know had vision changes, tingling and numbness to lower extremities they're still dealing with. Another coworker developed DVTs. I personally had a patient die 3 months after his vaccines of pericarditis, which we know is a known side effect. Diagnosed 30 days after a shot, no mention to VAERS. Majority of our nurses, nurse managers, and some doctors do not even know what VAERS is. I've spoken to our chief medicine managers, other nurses on why we're not reporting to VAERS, and the most common response is, what is VAERS? It's a topic that's very difficult to address in the hospital setting. I bring up my concerns and repeatedly get dismissed. I've been told, I'm sure someone is investigating this. Well, if we aren't, then who is? Especially since Pfizer ended their study just 6 months after the trial started. I also have been told that VAERS isn't the best indication of vaccine side effects. Well, if that's the case, what are we supposed to be looking at? Over 18,000 deaths, a million permanently disabled, and the CDC admits only 1 to 10% of reactions are even being reported. And we know that hospitals are not reporting anything. This is not just where I work. I have many nurse friends in other local hospitals in the Southeast Louisiana say the same thing. What I also find is highly disturbing is our treatment protocol. I truly believe our protocol is killing our COVID patients. When I ask other nurses their thoughts, they agree. At this point, doctors will admit our main treatment is not working, but it's all we have. We know that's simply not true. It's just what the CDC will allow us to give. Our hands are tied. Back to our children, though. We have chemotherapies that we know have side effects causing blood cancer, such as leukemia, in 10 plus years after giving the drug. We know this because we have real long-term trials on these drugs. We are not just seeing severe acute reactions with this vaccine, but we have zero idea what any long-term reactions are. Cancers, autoimmune, infertility, we just don't know. We are potentially sacrificing our children for fear of maybe dying getting sick of a virus with a 99% survival rate. Our children are not even at risk for this. As of now, we have more children that's died from the COVID vaccine than of COVID itself. And then the health department to come out and say the new variant has all the side effects of the vaccine reactions we're currently seeing. Now, it's maddening. And I don't understand why more people don't see it. And I think they do, but fear of speaking out and even worse, being fired. This is not something easy for me to come up here and speak about, but I feel a deep conviction about speaking truth and what the nurses are seeing behind those hospital walls. This is not about adults who can choose to research or not. This is about our helpless children. And when I look back on this in 20 to 30 years, I have to know that I did everything I could. And I'm asking you to please ponder this. What side of history will you be on? I have to know this madness has to stop.
Good for her for saying that, because why not? There's nothing we can do about people who had to make their decision for their livelihood and jobs, right? Their bosses and people in power don't make it easy for you, right? So I understand that. But the children are the ones that have, they don't know any better, but you should know better, right? And even though that these jabs cause damage to the heart, that's irreversible. And to do that to children, that's, what is it, malice? Is that what you call that, malice? How many people have said that there's studies out there that the vaccines cause myocarditis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? You've been seeing reports of tennis players, soccer players getting hurt or not. You got an Olympic gold medalist. I think she said she's her performance has dropped. You have Bob Saget passing away, and you've heard him on podcasts and Twitter that he went to go get a booster. Now, I'm not saying that's the cause of it, but hey, these things add up. I don't know. That seems to be the common denominator, right? Everybody remember that in school, common denominators? Yes, Brina, it is scary. It is scary that they make it so that nobody can have a choice. We're pretty much at the mercy of people in big pharmaceutical companies, right? Because they have the money. They have all the connections, and they're the ones that seems to be getting rich. According to, I don't know if I have the clip here, but if I play it later, I'll play it later. But now I think I heard that Biden is sending, I don't know how many test kits to everyone's home, and it's free for you, but billed to the insurance company. How much do you think they're going to charge the insurance companies for each kit? This is going to be quite expensive. And who made those kits? Was it Gates? Nothing is free. Exactly, Little Rock. Nothing is free. Even freedom, right? We have to fight for the freedom sometimes. But sometimes we just lose sight of it, you know? But let me take a little break. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. And you're listening to Coffee with RW.
Hey, come here. Listen. Get close. Can you hear me? Are you wearing your mask? Did you get your vaccine? Damn.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee with RW.
Hey, do you want to get a heads up on your future? Do you need some spiritual healing? Do you want to know how to heal yourself from the inside and out? Well, go check out wholeeshift.com. That's W-H-O-L-E, another E, S-H-I-F-T.com. And get your reading today by Poetic, a renowned Reiki healer. Go check her out at wholeeshift.com. And with the holidays starting to come around, you can give that as a gift card to anybody for the holidays. That's wholeeshift.com.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
You know, I need to update the commercials. Shout out to Holy Shift Poetic. I made that commercial before the holidays. And the holidays are over. Unless there's another holiday coming up that I don't know about. What's coming up? Is it? I know Martin Luther King Day is coming up. Is it St. Patty's Day? What's worth a holiday? What's worth a gift card from Holy Shift? Valentine's Day? Oh, God. Don't remind me. Well, yeah, remind me. Remind me on the many years of Valentine's gifts I saved. Not having to spend anything. But anyway, well, hey, there you go. You can give a gift card from Holy Shift as a Valentine's Day gift to somebody. Hey, baby, do you want to know if we're going to last forever? Here you go. Ask Poetic from theholyshift.com. I might have to record that. Well, we'll see. We'll see. So anyway, these are the things that need to be said, right? In terms of how come we're not, why? Because I've seen clips on TikTok, and I've just recently got on TikTok. You can find me on TikTok, WESN Station on TikTok. And I found this one clip that said that at this point in time, like right now, it's been over, what, a year, 2 years? And you're not going to wake nobody up at this point, right? Everybody has already made their choice, has already, like, ingrained in their head. They're going to go for what one side says, and the other one is going to go for what the other side says. Like me, I haven't been jabbed at all yet. And I've gotten COVID. I think I've gotten the actual original one in, when was it? January of last year. Now, I have gotten sick at least two or three times. That could have been maybe another variant or a lesser common cold or whatever. I don't know. But there was only one time where I've noticed that I lost my taste and smell. And this was recent over the holiday break. It happened to me that one time where I really got worried. I didn't care about like coughing up a lung. I didn't care about maybe I'm losing my breath. I mean, I'm over 40. Of course it's going to happen, right? But when I really got worried is when I lost my taste, my sense of smell and taste, because I couldn't smell my morning coffee in the morning. I couldn't taste my coffee in the morning. That really got me worried. When one of my other senses that I hold dear to me. got taken away. Luckily, it only happened for like four days, right? So I lucked out on that. Now, of course, I took in the standard alternative treatments, right? You can find out what that is by checking the other episodes. Can you imagine, Brina, waking up in the morning and not being able to smell your coffee? She says, same. I'm pretty sure I've had COVID already, right? I hope you didn't suffer that much. That's terrible. Exactly. It is terrible to not being able to smell your morning coffee. Luckily, it came back and I was good. Now I'm happy. Now I have newfound like vigor in terms of smelling coffee. But anyway, let's continue on because I got clips. I got clips for days. But just to break up the monotony, I do want to play a little comedy. Not comedy, but just something that I enjoy. And I played this for people on another show, but I have this friend that I don't know what you call it, East Coast accent, Italian, or maybe it's a Jersey or New York accent. I don't know. But I enjoy those accents, right? Yeah, I think even Brina has a little accent too, but that's more of like a New Yorkian type of, I don't know. But I just like enjoyed it so much, so I want to play it. Let me know what you guys think.
Coffee costs a quarter on the corner. I want to know where I can go to get coffee on the corner for a quarter. Nowhere here in Staten Island, that's for damn sure.
Yes, damn right. If we were able to have, yeah, I love it too, coffee for a quarter instead of some water. I love that shit. You know, it would be a beautiful thing. But now, since inflation has been happening, has the prices of coffee gone up? Of course, in Starbucks, it's always going to go up. It's always going to be expensive. But I wanted to play that just to lighten up the mood because it gets serious sometimes here. All right, so let me play this other clip. I didn't check what this clip is. This might be, this is a clip from a news feed of someone that's gotten injured. We don't play a lot of those, and they're definitely not going to play that, on your mainstream radio or television. Fortunately, I was able to find it on a local station. But someone got injured, and I think passed away of... possibly from the vaccines. I don't want to make it any assumptions, but common denominator, remember.
I kept repeating, Mom, please wake up. Don't leave me yet.
Loved ones mourning the COVID death of an Encanto mother who passed away a day after turning 50. As ABC 10 News reporter Michael Chen found out, she started feeling symptoms days after receiving her first vaccine dose.
When Maria Troutman first qualified for a COVID vaccine, she hesitated. Her daughter, Crystal Keller, says years ago after a flu shot.
She didn't want to feel like that again.
She couldn't get out of bed for days. But on September 12th, Troutman did get her first Pfizer dose after a vaccine mandate at her husband's work.
If he has to get vaccinated, then she will too.
Days later, she started feeling sick.
Fever, chills.
6 days after the vaccine dose, she was admitted with COVID pneumonia. In early October, Troutman, who had several underlying conditions, including diabetes, was placed on a ventilator. On October 18th, one day after her 50th birthday.
I kept repeating, Mom, please wake up. Don't leave me yet.
Troutman, a mother and stepmother to six, passed away.
The best way I could describe and explain it was I felt like a part of me all a part of me also died.
Keller calls her mom a devoted mother, selfless, smart, and funny.
And she loved to, like, make people laugh and smile.
The devastating loss of her mother is something Keller believes could have been avoided if she had received her vaccine earlier.
I feel and I believe that if she had gotten vaccinated, that she would be alive today.
For others, this straightforward plea.
Get vaccinated ASAP. For others, I don't want them to feel the pain I went through.
Michael Chen, ABC 10 News.
Keller, who is vaccinated, also tested positive for COVID and suffered mild symptoms. A GoFundMe campaign has been set up to help the family with expenses. There is a link on our homepage at 10news.com.
I just read your comment, Mr. A. I'm sorry. I apologize. He said that two people close to him passed away suspiciously after getting vaccinated. I'm sorry to hear that, bro. It's very hard and when these things happen. And if it's any consultation, I don't even know if that's the right word. At least they're not suffering, and at least they are not here to witness, you know, how bad it's probably going to get for the rest of us, right? Just saying. Yeah, no doubt, my brother. And I'm sorry for spamming your TikTok. I have no friends. No, but I've been sending Mr. A a lot of... Because I'm new to TikTok, to be honest with you. I've been new for like a month or two. And of course, you know, sometimes you get caught in the booty shaking videos, but I mainly go on there to find the informative videos. And I go nuts when I see something like, oh man, people should know about this. People got to know about this. They got to know about this. And I just keep sending it and sharing it and sharing it. Sometimes I go back and look into the messages and I'm like, wow, I've sent this dude like 10 straight videos and I got no response. He must be like, dude, I've seen it. Stop sending me this. So my son spams me with cleaning hacks. I've done that to my brother. I've done that to my brother. I've been sending him, you know, well, he likes some, he likes to mess with like the all natural stuff. So I like to send him, you know, cleaning hacks with like vinegar and how to make certain teas for certain, you know, ailments. Yeah. You're lucky I don't have you on freaking TikTok, Brina. I will talk about spamming. Oh, man. But anyway, all right. So let's get back into it. As I was saying in the beginning, that there was a simulation done a few months before COVID happened, right? And when COVID first happened, there was a lot of data going out there. People who were putting out the actual data were being hated on and say that we were conspiracy theorists, right? That it was fake news, blah, 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 taking a page out of Trump. But now the news has been coming out by people from the CDC putting out the information that we've been saying that people that have been passed away with COVID has had at least four core morbidities. Let's see if I have this clip.
Is it time to start rethinking how we're living with this virus, that it's potentially here to stay?
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really, these are people who were unwell to begin with.
You don't say. Lady from the CDC. You don't say. So these are the things that have been said a long time ago, but nobody wanted to listen. Now I get it. Maybe it's because people were in on it or they didn't really know. Or maybe people were like, oh, you know what? I can just call in and say I got the vid. I'll get 2 weeks off, right? Or a week off. I guess they caught wind to that. So now they're shortening it up to 5 days. I mean, when people start taking advantage of this, then that's when they're going to start fixing everything. But anyway, those are the things that irk me, right? And this goes back to the beginning of the show. Was all this planned out? Is Robert Malone, and for those of you that don't know who Robert Malone is, and you need to go check it out on Joe Rogan, or my previous episodes, 199, where I played clips from, 199, 200, I don't know, one of those. Is he put into place? Right? Because now I'm questioning everything. Now I'm questioning, is all this very necessary? Is all this for real? So, but the main thing that is real, at least I'm assuming, right? I hope, is jabbing children, which there are people that there are young, and I think there was a study that you can find on my Discord that I posted. I think it was this morning or yesterday morning. You can go to the health channel or alternative news channel on Discord, where there's a study that came out that I forgot what was my point. I think it was people that got in jabbed at a young age developed heart issues more. Like, it's noticeable. So, and this is something that we want to give to children. I don't think that's the right thing to do. And I don't understand why they want to make it. They want to add this to the many list of vaccine jabs that children have to take when they're younger. All for the sake of money. Give me a minute. I'm trying to read your comment, Lou Rock. Did you hear Amazon? Oh, boy. Anything that I hear about Amazon. Did you hear that Amazon doesn't want to pay what? For sick days? See, that's some BS right there, man. They're making people, and this is another thing. They're making people lose their jobs over this. But if someone was to take it and they get injured or, God forbid, pass away, is the company's going to take care of their family? Is the pharmaceuticals going to take care of their family? No, of course not. Why would they? So it all boils down to is they want to kill you. They want you to go, right? They want you to die. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little morbid. Let's see what I have clips here. I have things here to play. I don't know what it is. Let me see what this is.
Hello, fact finders.
Here we go. This is a person more qualified than me, right? If you go to Rumble, and everything that I play is going to be in the description box of the podcast below. So whenever you get a chance, go take a look at it if you want to get the source of everything that I'm playing. This is from Dr. Simone Gold's Rumble account, the American Frontline Doctors. This is one of the doctors there. And he goes into detail on the adverse effects that these jabs have on people and children.
Hello, fact finders and truth seekers. This is Dr. Peterson Pierre with America's Frontline Doctors bringing you today's Frontline Flash. So the current situation is this. If you have COVID and you end up in the hospital, you're put on a rigid protocol and there's high mortality rate in the hospital and your family is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights. This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens.
You get a payment because you offer a free COVID test in the emergency room. You get a boost payment if you have a diagnosis of COVID. Number three, you get another bonus payment if you are admitted with COVID. Number four, you get another bonus payment if you're put on remdesivir. Number five, another bonus payment if you're put on a mechanical ventilator. Number six, another 20% bonus if the diagnosis on your death certificate says COVID, even though you may not have died from COVID. And then number seven, there's bonus payments to coroners. Do you understand the gravity of what's happening right now? The Biden administration is literally paying hospitals to kill you. That's what's happening. This is terrible. We need to stop that. These are real human lives we're talking about. They're priceless. It's estimated at about $100,000 per patient is what the hospital is getting. Think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, the real news of right now continues on the next Frontline Flash.
Make sure to go check that out on Rumble, because you're definitely not going to find that on YouTube or briefly on Twitter, since Twitter is going to be on a banning spree. Just on a side note, speaking of Twitter, you guys can find me on Getter, if that means anything to you, for anybody that has Getter. I'm also there along with people like The Gray Area. What's up, The Gray? And a lot of other great podcasters out there. So let me take this opportunity to let you guys know, thank you for joining Coffee with RW. I am your host, RW. We are live on WESN and on Podbean. And if you haven't downloaded the app, please do so to check out myself every morning and other great shows on WESN, like The Gray Area, like The Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric. Excuse me. And the newly added John DeVito, who's on as well. Go to EpicStrategiesNetwork.com to see the schedule. So if you guys are new here, hit that follow button so that you're notified when I go live. All right. So I'm on Getter. Most of the people are on Getter as well. And mainly because of the people that they're silencing. That's the only reason why. Because it's not going to happen overnight, but slowly but surely, if they keep blocking and getting rid of information from people on Twitter and Facebook, you're just going to create more. It's creating a divide, but you're going to make people going to want to go there to find alternative information. Like most of my information, I was able to find easily on Rumble. Not only on, hey, Age Man, I haven't seen you in a while. And not only on Rumble, on DuckDuckGo, of course, right? Alternative is Google. But check out the alternative media. And I don't know how this Trump social media thing is going to work out. Even Trump has an agenda, but whatever. His administration wasn't gonna force you guys. Well, maybe he was. I don't know. Makes you wonder. Let me see what other clips I have here.
Hello, fact finders.
Nope, I already played that.
Sure.
Hello. So this is another clip that I found. Because I was asking, and I did ask this question when Bob Saget passed away. I put it out on Twitter. I hope they do an autopsy. And of course I asked, I wrote down, you guys know what my next question is going to be. And unfortunately it got answered. I think he did get boosted. So I don't know what was the cause of his. I hope it, man. It's a damn shame that we lost. And he's a funny guy, bro. And he looked good for his age. What was he? He said he was 65? He looked like he was in still good shape, man. It's a damn shame. Damn shame. Anyway, this is a clip that I found of they did an autopsy over someone who was in his 80s and have gotten the jab.
Cure is far worse than the disease. According to the post-mortem report, the 86-year-old man had never had COVID and received a single dose of the Pfizer shot on January 9th. 18 days later, he was admitted to the hospital where he got infected by an asymptomatic hospital roommate and died 4 days later. The molecular mapping shows that nearly all of his vital organs were infected with viral RNA. As a result of being exposed to his asymptomatic roommate, a rapid fatal autoimmune response was triggered throughout the body. People are being told to trust the science, but the science has been saying all along that these mRNA-induced spike proteins being produced in the body is a terrible and deadly idea. A former Pfizer head and former head of the public health department tried to warn us back in December of 2020. Scores of medical experts from 30 countries came together just weeks after the vaccine went public to warn people of a wide range of side effects. They pointed out how care homes across the world were being infected with COVID-19 within days of residents getting vaccinated. Their main concern was that the spike proteins will be produced throughout the entire body, causing the body's own immune system to attack itself, and pointed out how the entire thing is a human experiment in violation of the Nuremberg Code. French virologist and Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier agrees. He calls it an unacceptable mistake and went on to say that it is unthinkable that any expert would not be aware of how potentially dangerous this shot is. Even the corporations seem to know. The owner of an oil and gas recruitment company who hires for dozens of major companies says that succession planning is now looking at all employees who have received one of the new COVID vaccines. Succession planning.
Wow. Succession planning. What does that mean? Like they're going to start looking for replacements for these people that have gotten jabbed that might pass away. Wow. Wow, bro. That is harsh. So preparing for your replacement. Yes, Brina. Yes. This is sick, man. This is really sick. And so, all right, in my little bubble, like I don't know if I make this accurate statement because I'm in my little bubble, right? But the general idea is that most of the people that are getting severely sick consistently are the ones that have gotten jabbed, right? Because I'm not a doctor. I'm assuming that every time the body is exposed to this virus, the body, the vaccine or the spike, whatever the hell it is, goes haywire and it makes you sick. And it's going to consistently get you sick with every booster you take until eventually it's going to get you sick to the point where your body can't fight it no more and you pass away. That's my monkey brain, you know, talking about it. So I'm not sure if, because I've gotten sick and I'm not jabbed, right? So I don't know if that was just a common cold, the common coronavirus, because there are different kinds of coronaviruses, so I've heard. So I don't know if that's the case. No, that's how I understand it. Okay, D Mac. Thank you, D Mac. Appreciate that. So I've gotten sick. Maybe it's just a common cold. Like when I was, and I guess it's just my age, right? The older you get, the lower your immune system is. Like before I thought I was in good health. I mean, I'm not that healthy, but I try to eat healthy. right? I've been vegan for like 10 years. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm a tip-top healthy shape, right? I just don't eat animal products. But I try to have some type of fruit or vegetable in me. But I still get sick, or I've been getting sick easily. But I'm still here. I'm still kicking. Knock on wood. Nothing happens. So maybe I need some meat. I don't know. I'm pretty sure Man Cave has, I didn't read any Man Cave comments, but I'm sure that's something that he says. But who knows, right? So that's my understanding, that those that have gotten this spike protein or this jab is going to make their body always fight itself whenever it comes to contact with any coronavirus. So for every jab you get, your immune system drops and you're always going to get sick, which was my understanding for the common vaccine flu, right? But I don't know. I can make assumptions all day, but that's not going to help. I need a doctor. Who's got a doctor that's going to explain this stuff to me? I'm going to have to start looking. All right, let's see what else I got. I got clips here. I got clips all day. Let's see.
We have it all.
I don't know if I want to jump to that. That's an even more serious conversation. Let me see if I have all the clips that I need. All right. So this is my TikTok clip of the day. I usually try and have a little segment where I play a TikTok video the day that I pick. And this is an account that I've played before. This is from, what's her name? Bailey Elizabeth W. on TikTok. She does end time news. And I figured, since I like to upset people in the morning, right, with my news topics and my seriousness with a cup of coffee, what better way than to play a clip from somebody that likes to report crappy news? And this is her latest on TikTok.
Ambulances swarm at an airport in India after 125 passengers test positive for COVID. A mind-reading robot was tested on humans with 96% accuracy. New Twitter CEO has banned several high-profile accounts in just a few short months. Destructive floods hit Eastern Cape of South Africa. A 6.1 earthquake in New Zealand. A 5.5 earthquake in Greece, followed by a series of aftershocks. A deep freeze from the upper Midwest U.S. to Atlantic and Canada. North Korea moves to stem a rise in insubordination with its military. Kazakhstan's security chief is arrested for treason. Astronomers discover a strange galaxy without dark matter. It has been 666 days of the flatten the curve, just so you know. Scientists reprogram cells' DNA using nanotechnology. Pope moves to recognize Vatican doctrine office. Pfizer CEO says Omicron hokey pokey will be ready in March. Bob Saget unfortunately died. France to push for EU-wide UK migration treaty over channel crossings. Palestine President Abbas arrives in Egypt. UAE regulators pave the way for crypto and blockchain. Chaotic scenes as Iraq's new parliament holds first session. China offers Kazakhstan security support and opposes external forces. The U.S. is on the sidelines of a historic transformation in the Middle East. Go to the Hill to read the article. U.S. and Russia exchange warnings after first round of security talks. Treasury warns of enormous challenges this tax filing season could delay refunds. Supreme Court issues revised transcript of remark about flu deaths. And we are still waiting to hear about the court decision about the hokey pokey. And your verse of the day is Ephesians 4:2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
That was Bailey Elizabeth W. on TikTok. Make sure to go follow if you want to get a crappy morning to your day. Speaking of crappy morning, here's a study that I found also on TikTok. Let me know what you guys think.
Good morning, everybody. Did you know if you replace your morning cup of coffee with a nice hot cup of green tea, that you can lose up to 87% of the little joy you have left in this life?
Yes. Yes. Don't ever replace your morning coffee. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you do that? Don't ever do that. Nine out of 10 doctors recommend you do not replace your cup of coffee. Let them know I said that. Don't come for my coffee. Yes, exactly, Brina. Exactly. Man Cave says, you need a cup of tea. No, get your Earl Grey out of here. You're not British. Yeah. All right. let's see what other clip I got here. How are we on time? Okay, we're good. All right, so let me play this next clip. That's not the clip. That's a cup of coffee. That kind of worked out very well.
Hey, everyone, this is Dave.
This is Dave Bondi on TikTok, which I recommend everyone to go follow as well. He's what a journalist should be. He just gives you the news without opinion. So here we go. What does he have to say?
Hey, everyone, this is Dave Bondi bringing you some breaking news just in. I'm looking at my computer here. President Biden and the Department of Health will require insurance companies and group health plans to cover the cost of at-home COVID tests beginning January 15th. This is just in. Follow me on TikTok for unbiased news. I give it to you as it happens.
And there you go. There you go, man. David Bondi. He likes to just put out brief breaking news, and he lets you guys decide. Okay, so I have this. I'm just gonna play this one clip, but I'm going to do a maybe for tomorrow. Gonna be discussing this guy because I came across this guy on TikTok. And as I was looking for him, I found out that, of course, he's labeled on Wikipedia as a conspiracy theorist, right? And he's talked about the deep state and all this stuff. He's like another Alex Jones, but different. But he passed away recently, I believe in August. But the one thing that he, and he's a I think he was a former CIA agent. But the one thing that I noticed that he talked about, that whether you believe in conspiracy theorists or people should come together on this, he was a big advocate for child trafficking and the things that and the horrors that come with that and how it's mixed in everything in politics. In Wall Street, he goes, if I remember his name is David Robert Steele? I forgot his name. But unfortunately, he was, according to Google, and I haven't done a DuckDuckGo search, but he was one of the first people to call COVID a hoax. And of course, I saw a later video of him where he was fighting some lung issues. So maybe he got it. He got it for real, or he got something else, bronchitis or something. I don't know what caused his death. There are some people that said that he was murdered. So somebody that's trying to air out child trafficking and human trafficking, of course, a lot of people are going to want him dead. But this is one of the clips that I found on TikTok that opened me up to who he was, because he said something profoundly, and I'm like, who is this guy? Is this for real? Is this recent? But here we go.
We have it all. All of the illicit wealth in the world.
Oh, and I want to, if you have any children around, earmuffs.
We have it all. All of the illicit wealth in the world has been tracked by the National Security Agency for the past 15 years. We now know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Wall Street has stolen $100 trillion from Main Street with naked short selling. We also know that Wall Street has laundered $100 trillion in dirty money from trafficking in children and women and drugs and guns and gold. I can never tire of saying that 90% of the people in the U.S. government, the U.S. military, the U.S. intelligence community are good people trapped in a bad system. The secret intelligence community serves the deep state. It does not serve the American public. And CIA in particular has been doing torture, rendition and torture, drone assassination, regime change, helping to start wars on based on lies, all because war and trafficking in humans and drugs and so forth are a profit center for Wall Street and the deep state. And once the president gets Benny into NSA and processes 100% of what we have at NSA, we have every single one of you by the balls. You cannot survive this. You have one out. The truth and reconciliation out is make the deal, motherfucker, or you are going to die.
Ballsy guy, man. I don't know how old that video was. But I liked, of course, I had to bleep that out. I forgot that I bleeped that out. But yeah, those are the type of people that we need to rally behind, right? Of course, both sides, you're going to have corrupt people on both sides. But if the people don't rile up on this one thing, that messing with the children is a no-no, no matter who you are, no matter what political affiliation you have, there has to be a line, right? That is evil. That is evil. Leave the damn kids alone. Whether it be with these jabs that cause them harm or you crazy freaks out there that do unspeakable things to children. Should be a damn shame of yourself. But anyway, sorry I brought it down there. But I'm going to do a show tomorrow about this particular individual for a good chunk of it, just to make sure I put it out there, right? Because this is something that needs to be talked about. And there's a lot of people that do it. So I just want to be one of the other people. Let's see, what clip is this so I can end it off?
And why so many?
Okay, so this is a guy that I find funny. You can find him on Rumble, obviously, because, and I think he's on YouTube. I think they let him on YouTube. Guy named by Awaken by JP or Awaken JP. And you've heard me play clips of him before. I played one yesterday about what big tech thinks about censorship. But here's one of that I have here. That I have of him talking about
why so many businesses shut down is because the owners were dying from this disease. So more lockdowns are the only solution we can possibly think of to help small businesses survive. We're all in this together.
Ooh, case rates are up. Cut off the water supply. In response to the pandemic, I've instituted vax mandates around our city for all workers, patrons, stray dogs, and sewer rats. Basically, all forms of life that are superior to the unvaxxed. I mean, with our hospitals so overwhelmed, which you can clearly see based on these stock photos from Italy that we're using, firing a large portion of our nurses, doctors, and first responders for being non-compliant, it's going to be the best way to get ahead of this thing.
What about Republican-run places like Florida where people are happy, healthy, and free?
Oh, for the crazy people who still believe in misinformation like Florida exists, freedom is dangerous. Like, this isn't about you. Just follow the science. My team of gender-fluid critical race theory experts have put together some exciting numbers that show within 30 to 85 years of being happy,
90% of people are dead, which shows just how deadly happiness is. It's not safe, and it's not something I'm going to stand for in my city. Voters shouldn't have the right to determine how they want to live their lives. It's too dangerous for that right now. But after one more mandate, just this next one, and then another 2 weeks to slow the spread, then it'll be safe for things to go back to normal. Promise. There's no one we support more than BLM. I can tell you this right now. Watching portions of my city burn, it's great for inclusivity. It's like you're watching systemic racism burn away. I'm proud to say in my city, 70% of Black people are not allowed to eat inside at restaurants. Because that's a percentage not jabbed. I'll tell you this, BLM kind of put us in a pickle when they announced they're against jab mandates. But luckily, as a public official, the social credit score you get for going along with a mandate portion of the Great Reset has proved to be greater than the social credit score you get for pretending you care about Black people. So, problem solved.
Sir, there's massive protests outside against your mandates.
Huh. Looks like those people are fueled by hate and fear.
Can you run that as a headline?
I want to see Planned Parenthood set up around the city like fast food restaurants. Oh, I'm Mr. Pro-Choice. In fact, the reason why I divorced my ex-wife is because she refused to get an abortion. Yeah, she was so against it, saying things like, I can't get one, he's 3 years old. But really, it's because she doesn't think women should have a right to choose what they do to their bodies. And while I'm not gay per se, I then married a man, as I thought, wow, a willingness to do so would be a powerful statement of diversity and inclusion. Doing the right thing for the wrong reasons is the right thing to do. My husband.
Excuse me, I'm choking on my coffee.
Yes, I think we all are. I think we all are, JP. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. What's up, The Old Man? Everybody check out The Old Man's podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk, live on Podbeam and on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me this fine morning. If you haven't followed me on wherever you listen to your podcast, please do so. Coffee with RW. The Ralph William podcast, and download WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, on your app store. Or if you don't want to, you know, load up your phone with another app, you can ask your Alexa devices to start WESN live. You know, you have an Alexa device. Come on. The robots are coming. They already got you guys. And just on a side note, I saw a clip of this robot that somebody was asking questions to. I think I might have sent it to somebody on TikTok. I'm pretty sure you know who you are. And the robot was talking like fluidly back to this person. It's weird. It reminds me of that movie, iRobot, man. Ugh. Anyway, I hope everyone had a good cup of coffee this morning. Thank you for having this conversation. Don't forget to tip your what do you call those people that make your coffee? What do you call them? A wanker? Not a wanker. A brina? A baritza. I thought you said a brina. Well, there you go. All right, guys. Remember, stay humble, stay hungry, and you will always be blessed. Take care. Peace.
Coffee cost a quarter on the corner. I want to know where I can go to get coffee on the corner for a quarter. Nowhere here in Staten Island, that's for damn sure.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Thanks again for the coffee.